Well, the former Ireland hockey international and camogie player Catriona Carey has appeared in court charged with money laundering offences over a three-year period. The 46-year-old, with an address at Rochford Manor, Greg Cullen Carlo, was arrested this morning, and we're now joined by our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds. Paul, what happened in court this morning?
Well, these are quite complicated charges, Cian. Catriona Carey faces three charges of money laundering between the 1st of January 2019 and the 31st of December 2021. In detail, she's accused of converting, transferring, handling, acquiring, possessing or using credit balances on a Wise Europe bank account in the name of Carysfort Asset Estates Limited, while knowing, believing or being reckless as to whether the property was the proceeds of crime. Now, these offences are contrary to the Criminal Justice Money Laundering and Terrorist Financing Act. She's alleged to have committed the same offence at least three times in 2019, 2020 and 2021. Wise Europe offers financial services, including international transfers, business accounts and debit cards. It's incorporated in Belgium. Now, this morning in court, we heard from Detective Garda Ger Carmody from the Garda National Economic Crime Bureau. He gave evidence of arrest, charge and caution. He told the court that he arrested Catriona Carey at 9:05 this morning at Kilmainham Garda Station, and she made no reply to the charges. Now, the court was also told that, quote, she was a lady of means, but was not so now. And she was granted free legal aid, remanded on bail to appear again here at the Dublin District Court for service of the Book of Evidence on the 31st of January next year.
Two other co-accused also appeared today. Tell us more about this, Paul.
Yeah, these are all connected to the same case. 47-year-old John Steadman from Rossmanogue, Cranford and Gorey, is facing 18 charges, while the third accused, 57-year-old Paddy Marr, or Patrick Marr, who has an address at the Glenmalure Gun Club in Glenmalure in County Wicklow, he faces 24 charges. Now, these are similar charges that the two men face, including that both of them are accused of unlawfully acting as a solicitor while not being qualified as a solicitor. Both are also alleged to have dishonestly induced by deception a number of people to pay a deposit, having falsely represented the company Carysfort Asset Estates that it was in a position to secure finance for distressed mortgage holders and that their deposit was refundable. And both men are also accused of dishonestly inducing by deception people to pay a deposit, having falsely represented that Carysfort Asset Estates was in a position to secure finance and again that the deposit was refundable. All these alleged offences took place between the 11th of July 2019 and the 8th of August of 2022. Detective Garda Gareth Lynch from the Garda National Economic Crime Bureau gave evidence of arrest, charge and caution in both of these cases, and both men were granted legal aid and remanded to appear again to the same date. Now, the charges in relation to all three relate to 25 victims. The court was told that the DPP has directed trial on indictment, which means that all three cases will be heard at the higher Circuit Criminal Court.
Paul Reynolds, thank you.